We're seeing the judgment of the nations, and we shall see more. I have a little mini book back there called The Judgment of the Nations. The only criteria for the judgment of nations as nations is how they treated Israel. That's the only one. If they blessed Israel, they brought blessings upon themselves. And it says, those who bless you, really the Hebrew says, will bring blessings on themselves. And those who curse you will bring cursings on themselves. I can't say some things, I think, but you're going to see some of it. You're going to even see crossfires among nations. And both nations have a bad record with how they treated the Jews. God has purpose in this, and I want you to turn with me to Ezekiel 38. You're already there. And I want to look at verse 16. And this is to show you that what I'm saying is God's going to show himself out. He's going to show out. The purpose of the Ezekiel 38 war is for God to show himself to the nations. I believe it's going to be a great tool to the Islamic states. And here we see in verse 16, chapter 38. And thou shalt come up against my people of Israel. They're his people. It shall be as a cloud to cover the land. It shall be in the latter days. And I will bring you against my land. That. The word means in order that. The nations. And there's no word in Hebrew for heathen. It's all the nations. The Jews, the nations, and the church, three groups of people. That the nations may know me when I shall be sanctified in thee, O Gog, before their eyes. We're going to see this. We're going to know that it's God, and the nations are going to know it. If you go then over to verse 19, this is a supernatural thing that's going to happen when they get down there. In my jealousy and the fire of my wrath, I have spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea, the fowls of the heaven, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep upon the earth, and all the men that are upon the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. That's crossfire. And I will plead against him with pestilence, with blood. I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him, an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Now here's the point. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am Jehovah. I remember the Gulf War I, and we were just firing those rockets down in windows and firing those missiles, and everything was going our way. And it is the way of some of the Islamic peoples, states, to put their weapons caches in schools, in hospitals, in apartment houses. And there was a woman with seven children in her apartment. She had in a big apartment house, and there were weapons there. And she saw what was happening, and she just said, I cry out to the God of the Americans. It hit her place, and hers was the only apartment left standing. The Islamic peoples, the Arabic peoples, and we have a work among Arabic peoples. The Arabic peoples, they recognize and honor power. Weakness, you show weakness in front of them, they pay no attention to you. Well, that's why I believe there's going to be a great incoming of people who have believed Islam. I do not believe the devil gets more people than God. But our efforts are not enough. God is going to have to show himself strong, big, and undeniable, and he will do it in this. chapter 39, verse 7. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people, Israel. And I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the nations shall know that I am Jehovah, the Holy One in Israel. This is when Israel will turn to Jehovah, not yet to Christ. That comes later. But here to Jehovah, there are people in Israel. I was surprised. I've been going there many, many years. That there were non-believers there. And a lot of it comes from the Holocaust. And where was God in the Holocaust? But when this happens, they're going to know God is alive. Hallelujah, Jehovah. Verse 21, I will set my glory among the nations, and all the nations shall see my judgment that I have executed and my hand that I have laid upon them. So the house of Israel shall know that I am Jehovah their God from that day forward, and the nations shall know. And then he goes on in verse 25 to speak about the great ingathering that he will bring about with his people, Israel. Hallelujah. Now, all of these end time things, especially this war, it begins with Damascus. So if you'll turn to Zechariah chapter 9. From chapter 9 on, and I got this from David Barron's commentary on the book, the overthrow of world power and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom is the epitome of these last chapters. They are divided into two parts. 9 through 11 is the judgment through which the Gentile world power over Israel is finally destroyed, and the remaining chapters have to do with the preparing of Israel to rule upon the earth. So this is the beginning of the judgment of the nations. Chapter 9, verse 1. The burden of the word of the Lord in the land of Hadrach and Damascus shall be the rest thereof. In the Hebrew, this shows that the base of these things, the base of it beginning, will be Damascus. When the eyes of man, as well as all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward Jehovah. We could read more there, but that's all we'll read right now. Things begin in Damascus. The whole world's going to be watching what's happening. Now, if you'll turn to Isaiah 17. Isaiah 17, verse 1. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. Damascus is one of the longest, oldest inhabited cities in all the earth. It never was taken away from being a city. But Damascus is a shadow of its former self right now. Iran, who is Persia, is shipping weaponry, terrible weaponry, into Damascus, storing it there to get it over to their Hezbollah group in Lebanon. And weekly, sometimes daily, Israel bombs the place they stored it. So this is going on right now. Bombing, bombing, bombing. The Damascus airport is taken out. This and that, this and that, this and that. We see it. So when you see these things begin to happen, Jesus said, know that I'm at the door. We see these things happening. The whole world sees it. Now, remember it said the eyes of the people will be on Damascus and be on the Lord. So look at verse 7 of Isaiah 17. At that time shall a man look to his maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. So this ties Isaiah 17 to Zechariah 9. Now go down to verse 12. Woe to the multitude of people which make a noise like the noise of the seas, and to the rushing of nations that make a rushing like the rushing of mighty waters. The nations shall rush like the rushing of many waters, but God shall rebuke them. And they shall flee far off and shall be chased as the chaff of the mountains before the wind, and like a rolling thing before the whirlwind. And behold, at eventide trouble, and before the morning he is not. This is the portion of them that spoil us and the lot of them that rob us. We did not go into that detail when we looked at Ezekiel 38, but over and over it says they come to take a spoil. So we see that Isaiah 17 is tied into Ezekiel 38, and it says Damascus is involved in this. Then a multitude of nations is coming. And it says, at eventime, trouble, and before the morning, he is not. This will be a short war. When it actually breaks out into its fullness, I believe, you don't have to believe, you can get judge your own judging, but I believe that it's going to be short. For one thing, Ronnie Levy told me one time, our wars have to be short. We cannot endure a long war because they're in our place. There's nothing in the Bible which says to me or shows me in any way that Israel will be destroyed by nuclear power. It's there for Ezekiel 39. Ezekiel 39, they're going to be burying people. They're going to be gathering up dead bodies and the spoils of war. It looks like a seven-year period there. Of more or less, you know, they're not blasted off the face of the earth. So that is what I see in judgment. I see other things in judgment going on right now, but I'm not going to go into all of them. So I see judgment. Now, another thing I see coming is an awakening, a great awakening. It's already started. The Lord said to me in 2008, the Spirit of the Lord came on me, and he said, one thing will save America, and it is not election. It is an awakening to God. One thing will avail for Israel and the nations. It is an awakening to God. January 2nd, 2023, the Buffalo Bills were playing a game. I'm a sports fan. And they were playing for playoff rights. And their safety, Damar Hamlin, made a tackle. And after the tackle, he collapsed on the field. Now, I did not happen to be watching this game. I don't know why, because they were the only game on. But Shelly called me, and she said, Mom, here's what's happened. And so then I turned on, and the Buffalo Bills coach is Sean McDermott. And Sean McDermott is an outspoken man of God, a Christian man. He gathered the team around the young man who had fallen, and they all knelt right there on television. The amazing thing, the television announcer said, pray, everybody pray. When have you known of the announcers to say, pray, everybody pray? Now, there were hundreds of thousands of people watching this. It's the only game on. Playoffs are coming up. And there, the other team joins them. Two-thirds of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim. Snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.